Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Last night, two government-supporting independent TDs, Barry Hennigan and Gillian Toole, backed a Sinn Féin bill that would have banned the central bank from dealing with Israeli bonds. Now, it's the first time they've voted against the government during this Dáil term. Let's get more on this now. Sarah McGuinness joins us, political correspondent with the Irish Daily Mail. Hello, Sarah.
Good morning, Claire.
So people might have heard that there were clashes in the Dáil yesterday over the bill. The debate itself then was interrupted by a number of protesters. But the government was clear that this would be, this Sinn Féin bill would be unworkable with EU law. That was their position. And ultimately that it was, the bill was defeated in the vote. But do we know why these two governments supporting independents, Hennigan and Toole, broke ranks on the issue?
Well, in the case of Barry Hennigan, I don't think it's terribly surprising at all. Barry Hennigan, as most people would know, is a young first-time TD. He's about 26 years old, and a lot of his voter base who would have gotten him elected in Dublin Bay North would be quite a young Liberal cohort who have been very vocal in, I suppose, kind of expressing their frustrations with him for becoming part of the regional independent group with the more conservative TDs that form that cohort. So the Michael Lowrys and the Sean Canneys and the Noel Grealishes. And Barry Hennigan has been getting a lot of criticism, I suppose, for voting with the government on those issues, particularly a couple of weeks ago. There was a vote on the Occupied Territories Bill in its current form. Now, obviously, that is going to be redrafted, but Barry voted with the government on this, on that, so that it wouldn't be progressed. That really didn't go down well. A lot of people calling him out, particularly online, kind of saying, you say you're pro-Palestinian, but you're pro-Palestine, but then you vote against this legislation. So I think for him, this was kind of an opportunity for him to kind of touch base with his kind of voter base, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it was Michael Lowry who said at the time the deal was struck that the group would support the government on good days and bad.
Of course.
So
yeah.
Where does this leave both himself, both Barry Hennigan and Gillian Toole?
Yeah, well, it's a good question, and I don't think really anyone knows, because the reality is, you know, Barry Hennigan came out, in fairness to him, and said that he did this on kind of moral grounds, out of, you know, empathy with the people in Gaza, and he couldn't, like, in good faith, vote with the government on this account. But it's my understanding that he actually met with the two party leaders yesterday. He informed them that he would be voting against the legislation, and there hasn't been too much reaction from the government. And honestly, the government can't really react to this, because their whole line of defence has been that, well, Michael Lowry and the regional independents aren't in this government. So they really, like, essentially, this is kind of just a manifestation of that kind of wishy-washy deal that was struck, whereby we know that Barry Hennigan wrote to Micheál Martin and Simon Harris with a list of demands that he wants to deliver in order to support the government. But how much he can actually be held to his side of the bargain is up for debate, seeing as in the speaking rights row, Micheál Martin and Simon Harris went on the record on so many occasions to say that, well, they're not government TDs, and therefore they can have whatever speaking time they want.
So that means that the government then has enlisted the help of a group who could become unruly, you know, and what can they do about it?
Yeah, exactly. And I think, you see, the thing with independence is when this kind of government negotiations were starting, government formation negotiations, there was kind of a fork in the road for Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. They could have gone for Labour, or they could have gone with the independents. And obviously we know what way they went. But at the time, talking to particularly Fianna Fáil backbenchers, the kind of independent cohort of Michael Lowry, Noel Grealish, Sean Canney, at the time Verona Murphy, would have been seen as a more kind of solid bet for Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, because they are more ideologically aligned, I guess, than Labour would be. They felt that there wouldn't be as much opposition to kind of government plans like that there would have been with the Green party in the last coalition. But I suppose as that circle widened and more unexpected characters such as Barry Heenahan came into the fold, that they haven't proved to be that steady now. And I think the fact that Gillian Toole also broke ranks is really interesting, because while it was expected from Barry, Gillian Toole has been very quiet in the Dáil, in the speaking rights row. She never really kind of came out publicly and made a statement on it. She's just kind of been keeping her head down. So for her to do this, it is, I suppose that might be of more concern, because I suppose if someone who the government thought they weren't going to get any grief from feels that they can vote against the government and there will be no repercussions, what's to stop, you know, more liberal younger backbenchers like, say, Albert Dolan, for example, who would have like kind of a similar background to Barry, in breaking ranks as well and voting in terms of, you know, and voting kind of with the opposition when it suits them. Mm-hmm. So I think that's kind of the question that the government is going to have to be thinking about anyway, even if they won't discuss publicly.
It's also interesting. I mean, we know that there were no deals done with independents in terms of lists of demands, don't we, Sarah? I mean, that's...
well, actually, when Barry Heenahan, you might remember the Heenahan deal, that whole fiasco.
The Beaumont Hospital deal.
Yes, yeah. Well, my colleague Craig actually reported in the days after that, the list of demands that Craig Hughes would have reported on, the list of demands that Barry Heenahan actually sent to the Taoiseach. So we know that there were deals definitely taking place.
Of course there were. I mean, and everybody would expect that there were. But you just wonder now, in the context of this decision last night by the two independents, you know, the government can turn around and say, well, you can vote whichever way you want. You've made that decision, but you needn't expect to get your list fulfilled on the other end.
Absolutely, yeah. And I suppose it's kind of an interesting time, because the discussions around the National Development Plan are going on now. So Public Expenditure Minister Jack Chambers is actually engaging in bilaterals this week with various departments and kind of divvying out what they're going to get. And, you know, the kind of cliche for the independents is they just want a road in their constituency. And infrastructure is going to play a huge part. Every TD is being inundated with concerns over housing in their area. They're being inundated with concerns about roads, about public transport. So the NDP, it's always kind of been seen, is where the regional independents are actually going to see the benefits of supporting the government. With those negotiations going on right now, and Barry Heenahan and Gillian Toole publicly kind of turning their back on their part of the bargain yesterday, it will be interesting just to see how favourably they will be viewed when push comes to shove, and the kind of tangible deals that their constituents will want, whether they will be delivered.
Sarah, thank you so much. Sarah McGuinness there from the Irish Daily Mail. Now, coming up next on the programme, why are more teenage girls not cycling? Well, our reporter Maura Fay has been finding out.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.